greetings of love this morning. In the name of the one that we have heard so much about in our Sunday school meditations over the last year, in the name of Jesus. Welcome to everyone. Our numbers are a little down this morning due to spring break, and we're used to having a full house over the meetings. And so we are glad for everyone present here this morning, and a welcome to each. This morning I'd like to entitle my meditation, God's Provision for Our Spiritual Success and Blessing. In earth life, we often tend to think of things in the sense of their limited capacity to satisfy or to totally fulfill our needs. That's just the way life is here. We could always use more of the good things. Often we find that there is a lack somewhere or insufficient resources to accomplish everything that we intended to do or would like to do. There just isn't enough to go around. And this often shows up in our bank account. You know, if we just had a little more money, just think what we could do. Just a little more. It's not quite sufficient to do everything we would like to do or to acquire the things we would like to. Or maybe for the man, it's the right tools for the job. You know, if I just had this or that, it would be so much more efficient and I could do a better job and those kind of things. And we so when we have the opportunity, we upgrade and we buy better tools and things and or enough power to get the job done. You know, if my trailer was a little bigger, my truck was a little stronger, and these kind of things. We think of things in terms of their insufficiency. For the sisters, it might be just going to the cupboard to bake, and then you find there's not enough flour, there's not enough sugar, or whatever else you need. And there's it needs to be replenished. It's insufficient. Washer breaks down. You know, just a little bigger house, it would be so much nicer if our house was just a little bigger to accommodate the family and all of these things. And for all of us, you know, many times there are just not enough hours in the day to get everything done that we would like to do. And so that's kind of earth life. We're used to living in a world that is kind of insufficient, and we always desire more or better. But with God, it's not so. And I'd like to just look at some scriptures this morning that will draw our attention to this fact that there is no lack in God's resources, but there is always an abundance available to those who trust Him for their security under His wings. And so I want to do that this morning by looking at just a number of verses that have this little word, A-L-L, all. So how much is all? Well, it's everything, isn't it? Nothing lacking. When there's all there, then there's nothing lacking. And so we have a number of scriptures here that tell us about this aspect of God's resources. And the first one is in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, where it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." So we think of blessings, we think of the things that make us happy, the things that meet our needs, and the things that satisfy us. He says He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And so, in other words, there's no lack. There's no lack of spiritual blessings, for we'll never exhaust the supply of God's spiritual blessings. But He blesses us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The second one then is found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, I've really been enjoying our study of Peter's letters, his epistles. I've always appreciated his expressions and his adjectives and things that he uses there that are unique to Peter's personality. It's just packed full of good things. 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So he's called us to glory and virtue, and how do we achieve glory and virtue? What we desire, you know, we often come up short in our own strength and in our own ideals. And so basically what he's doing here is taking away all excuses of failure and defeat. If we fail, if we suffer defeat, it's not because God's resources weren't available or abundant. It says, according to his divine power, he has given us unto us all things. And so is God's power limited? Is that why I'm defeated? That's why I've failed in my Christian life in some way or another? No, it's because we just simply didn't avail ourselves of the power that was there for us. We didn't take advantage of it, and somehow we were short-circuited, and it did not come through to us because of our own inadequacy. But he's given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And then the third one we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And it says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Again, you know, is there any lack in God's storehouses? Or God's storehouse. Certainly no lack of resources there. God is able to make all grace abound. And when all grace is abounding, it's there in abundance. It's there more than we need. Whenever we find the word grace used in the New Testament, it generally gives it in the framework of abundance or more than we need. It leaves us again without excuse. The grace of God is there for us. It abounds toward us that we can always have all sufficiency in all things, no lack on God's part. And the fourth one is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. So all the promises of God are irrevocable. God says it and he will do it. God promises it and he will keep his word. They're there for us to claim. And there are so many that I can't even get started on the promises of God. But it says they are yea and they are amen. In other words, the promises of God are sure. I have to think, in Romania, in the section of the country that's called Transylvania, it was populated by Germans for many generations, and every village has a huge church, usually a Lutheran church. But since the Germans have largely left the country, many of these buildings are abandoned, and I just love to go into those old abandoned churches and explore. Some of the cemeteries are grown over with vines and brush, and you have to wade through that to read the tombstones, which I enjoy doing. Some are kept up very well, some are maintained nicely, and others are going into ruins. But since I grew up with the German language, I enjoy going in and just reading the scriptures and the sayings that you find in these old churches, and almost all of most of them have this this one promise that is so precious to all the people of God everywhere. And in German it says, "Sie bin mit euch alle Tag bis an die Weltende." It says, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world," except in German. It literally translates, "I am with you every day until the world's end." And so that's a promise. Regardless where we are, where we find ourselves in this world, we have that promise that he is never going to leave us or forsake us. He will be with us until the end of the world. That's a promise that is in him is yea and amen. All the promises of God are yea and amen. The fifth one is found in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. "And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God." So how can you be filled with all the fullness of God? It kind of takes the focus off of our human weakness or insufficiency. We cannot fill ourselves with the fullness of God, but it puts the focus on God's sufficiency. And again, his resources are without limit, that we can be filled with all the fullness of God. We were talking about that some in our Sunday school class this morning about the gift. I think that's part of what it's talking about there, being receiving the gift and then exercising it to bless others, being filled with all the fullness of God. Number six is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, where he says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And again, we ask the question, how much is all? You know, we think there's things that we need that we don't have. So where is God in this? He says he'll supply all your need. Well, maybe we are thinking more of wants than of needs. You know, what I want may not be what I need. And even sometimes what I need may not be what I want. But God gives us what's best for us. And so we step out in faith like the children of Israel, like the priests did who were bearing the ark, and they came to the Jordan, and it wasn't until the soles of their feet touched the Jordan, touched the water, that the water separated. They stepped out in faith and in obedience. And so when we do that, we can rest assured that God is there to part the waters and to make the way across for us. Number seven, the last one that I have here, is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. It says, "Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. Ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's." If you belong to Jesus, you are rich. That's what he's saying here. If you belong to Christ, you are rich. All things are yours. All these things we're talking about are yours in Christ. Concluding then with Luke chapter 22, verse 35, when Jesus was there instructing his disciples just before his trial and crucifixion, he asked them this question. He said, "When I sent you out without purse, without scrip, without shoes, lacked you anything?" And they said, "Nothing." He said, "Leave those things all behind and go out and take my message to the people." And he says, their testimony was, "We lacked nothing." Their needs were met by his sufficiency. "Seek not those things. Seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful of doubtful mind, for those things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that puts a purpose behind the sufficiency, the all-sufficiency of God, is that he desires to give us the kingdom. And so the resources that he has given us are more than sufficient for that.